We got Captain Keith Wills on the phone with us again here on the show from Walleye's Choice. Captain Keith, thanks for giving us a little time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
We appreciate the insight, and I will tell you the reports that we got in from this past long weekend. Sound like Thursday and Friday and even Saturday morning were pretty good for walleye fishing, that is, and perch fishing, but it just fizzled out over the length of the weekend.
Well, I did pretty good even on Sunday morning, and then yesterday with the high wind, we caught about 10 undersized and one about 20 inches, and then the only thing that was worthwhile, about a 15-pound northern pike that made things exciting for
Whoa.
A little bit.
A 15-pounder, wow.
It was very healthy fish. In fact, I had about a 10-inch walleye on and didn't know it, and he grabbed that, and we ended up getting them both in the net, and it was a little bit exciting.
Should I venture to guess that the walleye probably didn't make it?
Well, he was still wiggling when I threw him back, so I don't know if he did or not. I hope he did.
Well,
about a $3 fish. So.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. So he had a chance anyway. So tell me about this northern pike. I mean, did a client catch it?
Yeah, yep.
So they must have been super stoked.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty exciting. Yeah, the 20-inch walleye and the pike bit first, and then while he's reeling that one in, another board went back, and his dad reeled in the 20. In fact, he got the 20 in faster than the other one, but we got them both.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what was working for you? Were you using mostly harnesses, or?
Yeah, we were using small Indiana number 3 crawler harnesses that I with bottom bouncers.
Would you care to share the color scheme?
Well, I-42 is still a good one, and then...
And what's I-42? What color is that?
It's like a hammered brass with a little perch pattern with an orange edge on it.
All right.
And I-62 is the same pattern, only it's a hammered silver blade with chartreuse edge on it.
Interesting, okay.
And purple is okay, too.
And purple, okay. Well, that seems like pretty consistent with what we're hearing, too. We heard a gold blade with some blue spots on it was working real well for one of our listeners. So, I mean, it falls right in the kind of...
Yeah, because I had another one, a gold blade with little red lightning bolts and red beads that was okay, too.
So. Well, there you go. Were you just doing the power drift like we talked about before, the real slow one point?
Yeah, well, I was using electric and going real slow and about 1 mile an hour most of the time.
Now, we got plenty more details to pass along with Captain Keith from Walleye's Choice Charters, including an astronomical number of perch that they caught one day. So stay tuned for part 2 coming up later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.